Overhead Door Company in Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Rod Tanner, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
That's right. Welcome to the Danger Zone today. A little special edition coming on at you.
Oh, yeah.
This is Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Sponsored by the West Bar and Grill, Bronze Body, and the World Gym in Beaumont. Man, they called us in again on Friday. Speaking of which, next Friday we will be on officially every Friday from 3 to 4.
Fantastic.
But they called us in today and said, all right, Jerome, we want to bring you guys in. Can you get a hold of Robbie V.? And see if you guys can come in at 11 this morning. I called you up. You didn't answer. So we had made plans. We were actually going to come to the station here, and we were going to call you live like we do Butch Watch. We were going to call you live until you answered your phone this morning. I said, well, he's out late last night, and he's had a good time. But you actually answered.
Last night was actually fantastic.
I understand.
I had a lot of fun.
Well, the last-ditch effort of calling you, and you actually answered the phone. So, but listen, I have hot news off the press. You know, if any of you people.
I'm about to throw something at you.
If any of you people ever listen to my show, you're going to love this right now. All right, so I'm looking at the Examiner that we just captured, and I'm reading an article. It's got Don Dodd on the bottom. I'm not sure if it's Don that wrote this or Jerry Jordan. It might have been Don Dodd that did it. But you know what? Either way, Don knows I love him. And Jerry Jordan is probably going to be my new best friend. There's no question about it. All right, here we go. We do a thing every day. We talk about BISD and what's going on. If you guys haven't seen this in the Examiner, here's one for you. We're constantly talking about BISD and the situations going on between Dr. Carol Thomas and Calvin Walker and the rest of the group, for that matter. We call them all the
Butch Posse.
That's right, the Butch Posse. Anyhow, so there's an article in here. It says, our community needs these issues with BISD resolved. Now, here's the best part of this article. Listen carefully, folks. Oh, guess what? Miss Jessie Haynes, that's Dr. Thomas's assistant, for those who don't know, is a director for one of Calvin Walker's companies. Let me repeat that. Miss Jessie Haynes is a director for one of Calvin Walker's companies. Oh, the plot thickens right here. The plot thickens. How insane is that, Robbie?
It's believable.
You say it's believable. Me personally,
I say it's believable. Should it happen? No. Is it believable? Yes. Because look, they'll do whatever over there.
How crazy is this? And to me, it's crazy. It's insanely crazy. I mean, you hear this whole time, and why hasn't this come out already? I'm very curious to know, through all these situations, why she hadn't stepped up to the plate. Well, you know why she hadn't stepped up to the plate. Now, here's the best.
Is she going to lose some money?
Wait. Yeah. Wait, listen. Even after she claimed not to know anything about it, she claimed not to even know that she was a director on one of his companies.
Wait, what?
Yeah, listen. She.
I mean, I know when I'm a director of a company, and.
Now, it says in the article that no one really believes she didn't know. And if she didn't know, and the fact that they said here, if she didn't do anything wrong, then why did she lie? So she tried to cover up the fact that she was a director on one of Calvin Walker's companies. Now, the kicker is as of right now, she is not being investigated. But I have a funny feeling that this might be turned around. I have a funny feeling that she will eventually, you know, who knows who all's dealing with everything going on with the whole Calvin Walker scenario.
You know,
but I have a funny feeling she's going to come into play before it's over with.
We were having a conversation earlier this week. And we were talking about it, and I said to you, I said, not naming any names, but I don't think it's only one person that's going to fall when all this comes out. And I have a hard time believing it's just one.
No, no, no. I didn't disagree with you. I kind of get that same feeling that it might have been a mutual thing going across the board. I'm not saying there were kickbacks involved with the Calvin Walk scenario, but you know, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, and generally we'll call it a duck. But basically, I'm simply saying that something's wrong whenever you hire this man and he overcharges our city $3.7 million, and then the best part is, and gets angry and says, I want, you know, on his last arraignment comes back and says, hey, I want my money back since y'all seized all my money and my property and my car, but hey, give me all my stuff back. You know, hey, Calvin, how about no? How about let's see how this goes in court first, then we'll find out. Because eventually, we've had several guests on here who have made comments, including some people in city council in different cities, actually, not just here, but other cities as well. And we've actually asked all of them the same questions, what they thought about the situation going on. And every one of them said eventually somebody's going to sing like a canary. And when they do, it's not just going to be one man going down, but quite a few. I think it's going to be – I agree with you, Robbie. I agree with you. I think it's going to be more than just one person. And now coming out with the whole fact that Jesse Haynes is actually a director of one of his companies. Come on. Come on. Look, how you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out. Hey, you don't have to be a BISD graduate to figure this one out. Anyhow, we've got to cut to a break. It's a special edition of the Danger Zone today. Stick around, folks.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Howdy, sports fans. This is Mitch Hart of Heart of the Game. I'll be talking everything sports-related, from who will be the tailback for the Longhorns next season to which first baseman you need to add in your fantasy baseball league this week. All of this and much more on Sports Talk with Fred Davis each Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Heart of the Game is brought to you by Kensel Ford, your free tires for life dealer. Everything sports every Saturday from 6 to 7 on AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas.
Hi there, let me tell you about Magic Car Wash and Lube here in Beaumont. You know what? They want you to get there early. And if you show up early, they've got something for you. How early? If you're the first in line at Magic Car Wash or at Magic Car Wash and Lube here in Beaumont, well, it's a 25% discount. Yeah, a quarter off. Can you believe that? Save yourself like $50 on a detailing job. Save yourself 25%. First person each day at the car wash, first person each day at the lube shop. They're going to find themselves 25% richer when the day is over. Simple as that. Magic Car Wash wants to make you happy, and they want you to show up early. So I tell you what, show up early. Be the first in line. If you're the first in line, that Magic Car Wash or that Magic Lube job, hey, 25% off. Magic Car Wash and Lube in Beaumont, 5550 East X Freeway. Just take the Dallin exit. Look to your right for Magic Car Wash and be first in line. It'll save you 25% at Magic Car Wash and Lube.
If you want a smart, affordable, fun way to get around, then check out Honda's all-new stylish CBR250R. The fuel-injected CBR250R has a smooth shifting 6-speed transmission and a low 30.5-inch seat height. So, if you want to throw a leg over one right now, come on to Cowboy Honda in Beaumont on I-10. Oh yeah, did I mention the CBR250R gets up to 77 miles per gallon? Yeah, that's 77 mpg. 77 miles per gallon. See the all-new CBR250R and the full line of new Hondas at Cowboy Honda in Beaumont.
Honda fuel economy estimates are based on EPA exhaust emission measurement test procedures and are intended for comparison purposes only. Your actual mileage may vary.
CowboyHondaBeaumont.com.
Welcome back to the special edition of the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by the West Bar and Grill.
Bronze Body in the world, Jim and Beaumont.
Get your brown on at Bronze Body.
I think it's get your bronze on.
Get your brown on. That's how we're doing it. Get your brown on.
I think they like get your bronze on.
No, it's okay. We're sticking with the get your brown on. It's become catchy. Somebody actually was telling me they were putting on a shirt or something, and somebody made a comment and said, what are you doing? Said, I'm getting my brown on. That's awesome. So they said, that's becoming addictive, so I'm going to keep saying it.
Okay.
I like that. Get your brown on, Bronze Body. Anyhow, so we were just talking here about this newfound information on BISD. Our phone lines are open, by the way. It is 898-4400. That's 898-4400. If you want to call in on the special edition, midday edition here of the Danger Zone, that's how to reach us. Would love to hear your input. Look, phone line already lit up. Would love to hear your input. Would love to hear what you have to say. Once again, it's 898-4400. 898-4400. So, Jesse Haynes is a director on the board on one of Calvin Walker's companies. It's no surprise that all this stuff's going down the way it is. You know, I have a funny feeling, too, that I'm telling you, that this is going to unravel, and there's going to be more and more stuff like this coming out. And before it's over with, this is just going to be a one hell of a fiasco that I'm actually going to be able to sit back in the ringside seats and enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of ringside seats, too, today, we're going to do a little trivia, and we're going to have a little giveaway. We're going to give away some tickets. We've got some tickets to this Gulf Coast Power Pro Wrestling for any of you wrestling fans out there. Also, we're going to give away some Hollywood Theater tickets as well.
We're just giving away the whole building.
So we'll get to that here in just a minute. All right, we do have a caller on the phone I don't want to talk to, so let's see what's going on here. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
Hello, are you speaking to me?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm good today.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Mary.
Hey, Mary.
It's interesting that your topic would be about BISD. It's in the news all the time.
Right.
Nevertheless, we have these revelations. A long time ago, I heard that you call them money bags, Haynes, was related to Calvin Walker. And not only was she a member of his board.
Really?
But being a relative. So that's been floating out there.
Wow.
The other thing that I have interest in is that the other week there was an article about our governor not being a tither. I asked this last year about when he got that money, which church he belonged to, because they should have been greatly blessed by the tithe.
Sure.
Because if you pay 10% on almost $4 million, the church would have been greatly blessed.
Sure.
So now how is God, and he's going to mix God into anything about saving his behind when he didn't even give God his portion?
I understand completely.
This whole thing about this board is it's awful, and it's not a good thing. We still have board members who think that Carol Thomas has done an excellent job, and it's really frightening that they would have this opinion even still. They have no problem with Calvin Walker. It's no problem that he stole almost $4 million.
You know, Mary, I agree with you right now. And you know, the one thing that, and if you've heard enough of my shows, I actually have my shows are on the afternoon, but we talk about this every single day. We bring this issue up because we want to keep this in the public's mind. We don't want it disappearing. I know they want it to disappear, but
yes,
we don't want it to disappear. We want everybody to keep their mind on it because, you know, Mary, I'm sure you're a hardworking taxpayer.
I am, absolutely.
Okay. And you know what? And that's the same thing with us. I say, you know, we work hard for our money and not to be frivolously stolen, which technically is kind of the way I feel like they robbed us of our money. because I know that I pay a lot of money every year. I'm sure you do too as well, because I know one of the things when you get any time you own property or anything like that, when you get your property taxes and all this stuff coming in, a lot of that money, a matter of fact, the major portion of my taxes go to BISD.
Yeah, the lion's share goes to BISD. That's I did this a long time ago.
And the problem is, Mary, is these people have taken our money and they try and use every excuse they can to blame it on the media, saying it's a biased media doing this stuff and all this. They're trying to hide behind every excuse they possibly can, when the bottom line is that they've taken our money and they stole our money and they've given it away to charitable friends, I guess. I don't know. I mean, they literally have taken our money and given it away at a whim. And probably, Mary, and I keep making the assessment, I think a lot of people do, that there were some kickbacks involved in all this. You can't
There was some kickback. Oh, there is no way that this man, he could have presented any bill that he wanted to. But
that's
the bottom line is, when he presented that invoice, somebody had to look at that invoice. Somebody had to approve that invoice. Somebody had to sign off on that invoice.
That's right. That's exactly right.
He could not write himself a check.
That's exactly right. Mary, we have to cut to a break. I do appreciate you calling.
Well, during the break, let me give you this one last thing.
Okay.
Go ahead. Just, I'll call in later.
That sounds good, Mary. Thank you for calling. All right, we've got to cut to a break, folks. When we come back, more on BISD, and we're going to have some giveaways today. So we're going to have a little fun on the show. Stick around.
Man, is it a good day for some fantastic Mexican food. Carlito's Restaurant on College Street, right between 4th Street and the railroad tracks on the left. How long has it been since you've eaten at Carlito's? I think everybody in Beaumont's eaten there at least once. The food is so delicious because it's all made fresh in the kitchen. I've seen the freezer. I've seen the kitchen prep area. And I'm telling you, everything there is top quality. It's clean. It is well managed, and the food is cooked fresh every single day. That's why the chips are so crispy. They're extra thin, made from white corn. That's why the hamburger and the tacos is so delicious. It's as good as you can buy in the grocery store. Folks, it is all good. Did you know they deliver to the plants? Did you know they do wonderful catering? Wouldn't it be better to have Carlito's cater your next party, your next event, instead of dried out something or other? The food will be fabulous. You'll be glad you went to Carlito's. Give them a call today.
Summertime begins right now at Market Basket with savings throughout our stores. This week, save on items like Swift Natural Fresh Lean Pork Steaks, family pack only $1.49 a pound. Limit two packages with a $10 or more additional food purchase, please. Hormel Plain Chili, 15-ounce, two for $2. Limit two with a $10 or more additional food purchase, please. Remember, summertime and fun begin at Market Basket. Market Basket, friendly people, fast service.
Hey friends, this is James Dabney. I want to tell you about Neutron Electrical Services. These folks know electricity. You might ask yourself, I wonder what I should do if I need a fan put in my back room, if I need a new light put somewhere in my house or my office. What if I need to add new equipment? What if I want to wire extra power into my shop or my garage? You need Neutron Electrical Services. 719-5656. That's 719-5656. Neutron Electrical Services. Altogether over there, they've got about 150 years of combined experience. These are people that are trained to the hilt. You don't find better electricians. You don't find nicer people. You don't find better qualifications than our friends at Neutron Electrical Services. 719-5656. You got an electrical question? You got an electrical need? Neutron Electrical Services has the answer. 719-5656.
Yeah. Ark.
My bus, I see my friends.
Yeah, send it to me. I said they could play that song on Friday. I didn't mind it being played on Friday. I'm just tired of them picking on me and playing it like...
I wish everybody could have just seen what we saw in this studio.
I'm having a good time with it, having a really good time with it. So, listen, real quick, I want to get back to Miss Mary just called me a minute ago. Oh, she's back on the line. Okay, cool. My producer just pointed back at me. Mary, give me 1 second. I do want to make a comment, and then we'll get to you here in just a second. back on this BISD issue, I love the fact that callers are calling in, and they're making it real obvious that everybody understands the situation that's going on. And one of my biggest things, too, is I think with all this money, being that we have the highest paid superintendent in the state of Texas, and that we're taking this money and we're throwing this money away, I think what really makes me more mad about this than anything is the fact that we have hardworking teachers out there who are busting their backside to help a lot of these students, you know, and we're so caught up in the money of it, or at least a lot of the trustees are, I would assume, that they're trying to, we go with the tax test. The tax test is basically, they teach everything they teach in this district right now is, or in this, in Beaumont, BISD, is they push all of this towards this tax test because the higher the tests are, the more government money they get. Do you follow what I'm saying? And so what happens is they stop teaching, really taking this one-on-one time because they're forced to do this by the board. And these teachers are getting laid off. Several are getting laid off. Several, because somehow we have all this money, but we can't afford to keep these teachers on. The teachers are the most important part of all this. And yet we can still pay our superintendent. We can make him the highest paid superintendent in the state of Texas. And it's to me, it's just a sad, sad scenario. I've said this 1,000 times. You know what? You want to show me some nobility? Dr. Carol Thomas, cut your salary in half and take that other half and spread it around to some of these teachers, or bring some more teachers in, you know, but these are the ones who deserve it the most. And instead we're giving it away to friends and family or whatever, and parents on this, you know, last week they had that article that we were talking about in the Examiner where Dr. Carol Thomas was giving away hundreds of thousands of dollars to settlements to parents without even talking to the board. He was just cutting them checks for $30,000-$40,000,
and telling them go away.
Yeah, and telling them go away. It's all right. Here you go. But the problem is once you start doing that, people start saying, "Well, I went in and complained about this, and Dr. Thomas just cut me a check for $40,000." You tell them that, and next thing you know, Mr. Joe Neighbor over here comes up and he wants the same thing. Hey, for my kid, he starts in with a complaint, and it's just our system is so screwed up there. I mean, there are some people that have stepped in, and I'm looking to see good things from them. And I hope we'll see good things from some of these new, board members that were just recently elected. But I'm hoping they'll step up and do what's right. Let's get back to Mary real quick. Hey, Mary, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good again. You stole some of my thunder about the settlements because those were undercover payments, which tells us we need to get rid of that secret police out there.
Yeah.
A lot of that. They have that in-house police to keep things out of the hands and the knowledge of people
in the city.
So we need to get rid of that secret police and turn it over to the city as it ought to be.
That's correct.
You know, the assaults and the attacks and all of that stuff.
Give it to the taxpayers, Mary.
I remember. I remember when I was got in BISC schools, you know, 5-6 years ago. They didn't have BISD police. It was Beaumont PD there. And
yes,
Beaumont PD did a lot better job than BISD police have done.
No, I agree. You know, I sent Mary, I sent Robbie, my co-host here. We sent him in yesterday as well as last Thursday. We sent him into BISD to try and talk to somebody. We sent him in live on our show. And they had 3 or 4 people, BISD police officers there, who escorted him out eventually. And I thought, you know, we're paying this money, this extra money for these folks as well. And we're not even in school right now. This is summertime, you know, and we're still blowing money on these guys who are, it's amazing all the stuff that's going on there. I mean,
it is just absolute frivolous, just nonchalant spending of our money.
I agree.
The other thing that I wanted to point out since you brought it up was, the money tied to the tax scores.
That's correct.
that in itself explains why there's so much cheating going on to get those scores.
That's
up.
Exactly right.
It just marbled all through the system to get those scores where they need to be, so that money, that dollar sign, is tied to that. That's the compensation that they get.
And
according to those scores.
That's
it's just terrible. And that is why, and I'll continue to say that's why our children are just dumb.
No, I agree. And you know the worst part is it's almost like we're condoning cheating.
We
we're condoning corruptness. We're condoning, it's so political. And anytime you have politics, you have corruptness. I mean, it's just that's just how it goes.
I had a friend of mine who was telling me this. He said it should be the motto of BISD that if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah.
Not only because it sounds uneducated, but also because most of the students are cheating in the BISD schools.
It's not the students.
That's right.
It's the
they're
teachers.
They're instructed on how to do this. I know you've heard the thing about the M&Ms or the Skittles, the red and green Skittles.
Go ahead. I haven't. Tell me something.
Well, if the answer is correct, then you get the green Skittle on your desk. If it's not, then the red Skittle or the red M&M stay on your desk until you do get the correct answer.
Really? I have not heard about this at all. This
is
new news to me.
That's out there, too. You know, that's one of the things that's been rumored around.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing, though, because you're exactly correct. You know, my children, Mary, went to school here at BISD. They also went to school at another ISD. And the amazing part was, and I talked about this, I'm going to have to cut to a break here in a second, but I'm going to get this point out. They had, in the school they previously went to, was a small town school. It was a very small school. But, you know, the teachers took time and they did what you expect teachers to do. They actually took time, you know, and they helped the kids. My children hardly ever had homework. And when I left that district, when we moved back into the Beaumont area, when I came back here, I told my children, I said, now they might be a little more advanced when we get back into Beaumont. You're about to go to Sally Curtis. You know, it's a great school. But, you know, once we go back in, they might be ahead of you, but you guys are going to have to work a little harder to catch up. Well, you know what, Mary? I found it was the total opposite. They hardly had any homework at all when they were at this other school, and they were more advanced than the kids here in BISD who had homework every day and were packed. And once my kids got here, they were stacked up. They had no life. And it broke down to the fact that, you know what, we've taken away, our society has taken away from our teachers, and it's not just them. It's the board that puts this on them. That's the problem. It goes to the head of it all, which is the board. We got to cut to a break. Mary, thank you so much for calling back in. Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll be back, and folks, here in just a second. This is Jerome.
And Robbie V.
And you're in the danger zone. Stick around. Did I beat?
CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nunn. President Obama, on the road again, is pushing his plan to jumpstart the factory economy.
We've just got to reinvigorate our manufacturing sector so that it leads the world the way it always has.
Specifically,
from paper and steel and cars to new products that we haven't even dreamed up yet. That's how we're going to strengthen existing industries. That's how we're going to spark new ones. That's how we're going to create jobs, grow the middle class, and secure our economic leadership.
The president at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh is focusing on job creation and the economy, which the government now says expanded at a slightly faster pace the beginning of the year than previously estimated.
Generally speaking, the first half of the year, a soft performance by consumer spending. That's been holding us back. All those increases in commodity prices, which hopefully are now easing, that's been hurting us.
Economist Nigel Gault, new orders for factory goods improved last month, easing fears of a slowdown in manufactured goods. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Rod Tanner with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. For this morning, we expect partly sunny skies to wrap up the week with a high of 93. The heat index at the century mark is south winds gust to 20 miles an hour. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight, we'll have partly cloudy skies and a low of 76. That's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Rod Tanner, KSET News.
We're 3 years into this president's four-year term, and he's failed us.
We don't cover everything.
We are not in support of reducing Medicare.
Just everything that matters. Talk radio, AM 1300, KSET.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
And Robbie V.
And Robbie V.
Sponsored by the West Barn Grill,
Bronze Body in the World Gym in Beaumont.
There you go. Hey, listen, we have been on the kick on BISD, and we're talking about some crazy things that go down in Beaumont. Our phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. But I do want to take a second and talk about some things, some good things that are actually happening in Beaumont, or at least one good thing. Well, on a political end, all right. Apparently, this is something it's not old news, but it's not new news either. It's something that had popped up online, and it was recently. Matter of fact, found it yesterday. It was some news they had posted yesterday, but I wanted to talk about it. Effective according to local knowledge I've got off of this, in September of 2007. Beaumont had decided to come down with harsher penalties on sexual assault of a child cases, any kind of sexual assault for children, which is a good thing. They also just arrested two gentlemen, which these are the two first gentlemen who are now under the new rules, the new laws of sexual assault. Whereas before, what happened previously was if you were found guilty of sexual assault, then they had, I think previously it was a 5-year sentence is what, you know, they asked for. Now it's a 25-year sentence. And these two men were both sentenced. One of them actually, Matthews Jr., he was a former Beaumont softball coach. He was found guilty in February and was sentenced to 50 years in prison. His victim was a 13-year-old. And then you had on June 15th, Shannon Dukes was 44 years old and was, or no, pardon me. Shannon Dukes was, let's see, 44 years in prison. That's it. He was convicted with 44 years in prison because of molesting a 12-year-old girl. These things right here, these are good things happening because these people, instead of getting a slap on the wrist, now this is all, by the way, this is also for repeat, this is specifically for repeat offenders too. These gentlemen both had been previously convicted of this crime and done a couple of years, got out on good time, done a couple of years, came out and did it again. And now we're locking them up for good. And you know what? That's the, I wholeheartedly believe that's the way it should be. So you know what? Good for you, Beaumont. Good for you. This stuff doesn't need to go, you know, with a slap on the wrist. And, you know, which brings me back to also BISD. When it comes down to these guys either, I don't think this should be handled with a slap on the wrist either. I think that these people should be treated, well, you know, just for what they deserve. You know, because you know it's coming down eventually.
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm going to give some crazy news on a national level and on a global level. First of all, phone that we picked up when we killed Osama bin Laden leaves clues to bin Laden's Pakistan links. He's actually linked up with Pakistan through this. It was a courier of his that fought, that was killed with him the night we killed him. We also killed this courier that worked for him. And on his cell phone, he had a bunch of numbers, and they traced them back, and they tied into a lot of Pakistanian officials. So apparently they had been keeping conversation. Now, they're not giving, you know, strict details, and nobody knows exactly the conversations, but they're saying they believe that the contacts are linked together and that Osama bin Laden was actually linked in with the Pakistanian official or the Pakistanian That's not surprising either.
Old news.
Yeah, well, you know, you say that, but they actually just tied this in, as far as the phone line is concerned. They've been talking about it, but they've been trying to look for clues to help them, you know, realize whether or not it actually has been going on. It's kind of like, once again, the BISD issue. Things keep unraveling little by little. Let that be a lesson, folks. You can do something wrong, but eventually it always comes out. National news. You ready for this? Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, I heard you watching this earlier.
How incredible is that? Andy Warhol painted a portrait of Farrah Fawcett. It has been missing, and they have had investigators looking for this for years now, for decades. They've had investigators looking for this thing. And come to find out, it was hanging over Ryan O'Neill's bed. He had the Andy Warhol on one of his television. They were doing a reality television and didn't think about it, that he somehow had it. Now, the University of Texas had it, and it came up missing. And
no, I didn't even think they got it.
No, they had it originally. They had it, and it came up missing. And now they're claiming that it was theirs, but they're not sure how he got it. And so anyhow, the kicker behind this is that the Andy Warhol painting is estimated at $30 million. So they're fighting right now going, hey, this is ours. We want it back. And Ryan O'Neill's going, nope, it's mine, and I'm keeping it. Since I have it, you know, I guess I don't know if it's the law comes into play that says, you know, what is it, ownership or if you, I don't even know. I have no idea on the laws on that, so I'm not even going to guesstimate. But I thought that was really kind of a cool little tidbit. The other thing also that I, speaking of crazy money, a reclusive copper heiress. She was worth $400 million, passed away at 104 years old, and she left nothing to her family. And the nurse that had taken care of her, she left her $38 million out of the $400 million. She donated most of it to charity. She also took a painting, a Monet painting that she had that hasn't been seen. Nobody's visually seen this since the 1920s, and she donated it to a gallery in Washington, D.C. when she passed away as well. But she left $38 million to the nurse that was taking care of her for the past several years. I thought that was pretty cool. Anyhow, folks, we've got to cut back to a break again. When we come back, we're going to have some trivia, and we're going to give some stuff away. Stick around. You're in the danger zone.
Tom Clay here for Goodyear Custom Audio and Video in Beaumont. Now, since 1972, they've been designing and installing the finest audio and video systems anywhere in Southeast Texas and Southwest Louisiana. Whether you're building a brand new home or remodeling, they are the folks that can do it for you. They are the only company that can provide complete home theater systems, calibration, installation, structured wiring system, home automation, and a whole lot more. Now, you can stop at a mega store and self-service your way through a disorganized selection and a staff you can't locate. You could go to a small brick-and-mortar specialist, you know, who'll give you the service you need, but will have a small selection and non-competitive prices. Or you can get the largest selection in the area, more value for every dollar you spend in over 100 years of combined experience from Goodyear Custom Audio and Video. They are committed to customer satisfaction. Let me suggest you give them a call right now at 409-833-4800, 409-833-4800, or visit the Beaumont Showroom at 6555 Lawrence Drive here in Beaumont. Goodyear Custom Audio Video.
You know, life is filled with love and laughter and sometimes even loss. And the one place that's there for you through all the ups and downs is Petals Florist in Beaumont. When it comes to making the right statement for every occasion, Petals Florist will always make sure that your intention is represented with a one-of-a-kind floral arrangement, and it's guaranteed to leave a lasting impression. Petals Florist is in historic downtown Beaumont, and they send flowers locally or nationwide. Every arrangement is from your heart and from their hands, making every occasion absolutely perfect. Petals Florist, 770 Nature Street in historic downtown Beaumont. Give Renee and her team at Petals Florist a call anytime, 832-1799. That's 832-1799. Or go to petalsfloristandboutique.com. Remember, you can always send ordinary flowers, or you can make a memory with Petals Florist in Beaumont.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone, the special edition on this Friday afternoon, or morning, about to be Friday afternoon. I'm Jerome.
And I'm Robbie V.
And sponsored by the West Bar and Grill, Bronze Body, and the World Gym in Beaumont. Now, you had something you wanted to talk about real quick?
I thought you had the
we'll
trivia.
Get to the trivia. Go ahead.
Let's throw some little sports out there. Okay. Ron Artest wants to change his name.
He wants to change his name.
Yes.
To?
Meta World Peace. I mean, if you read the article, they bring up other people who have changed their name in sports. You know, you had Lloyd Bernard Free in 81 who changed his name to World. So
he wants to change. He wants to change it to
Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace.
And then you had Chad Johnson, who, of course, infamously changed his name to Ocho Cinco, which literally means 8-5.
Right.
Not 85. 8-5.
That's all good. Hey, it's all, you know what? Hey, everybody has a right to change
their name.
What
happened to the days where, you know, basketball players and football players just kept their names, like Scottie Pippen?
If you were going to change your name, what would you change it to?
I can't say it on the radio.
Okay, no, that's what?
No, I can't. FCC,
Man. All right, so I was trying to locate a good little tidbit for our trivia. So here we go. Phone lines are open. We don't have a lot of time. We got about 15 minutes, folks, to catch a winner. We're going to give away some tickets to Gulf Coast Power Pro Wrestling, which will be held tomorrow at the National Guard Armory in Port Neches. And the doors open at 7:30. Bell time opens at 8 o'clock. And we're going to hook you up right here with I've actually got 4 tickets right now. So for a whole family, you know, if you got mom, dad, and kids want to go see this, have some fun, you can call in 898-4400, and we'll try and give these away. As well as that, I'm also going to throw in the bonus. I'm going to give away 2 tickets to Hollywood theaters, 2 passes to go see a choice of your movie. And here is the question.
Shouldn't that be movie of your choice?
Movie of your choice. That's what I meant. Is that what I said? Choice of your movie? Or
yes.
Did I? That's funny.
Yes.
All right. I was reading this at the same time I was talking. So here we go. All right. In the movie Cannonball Run, who plays the Subaru driver? There you go.
What?
That's right. That's right. In the movie Cannonball Run, the original movie Cannonball Run, who plays the Subaru driver?
See, now you're just... You were going way too easy, and now you're going over the top.
Not at all. It's this, all this information, everything we always ask. It's not like you can't pick up your phone if you've got the net or you've got Wi-Fi or anything that you're locked onto with whatever, and you can't hit Google and find this information out immediately. Everybody hits the iPads and the phones and everything else
because nobody knows all of this stuff.
That's right. So I'm trying to make it a little more difficult. You guys complain because I make my stuff so easy sometimes, so I'm cutting that off right now. I added a little bit to it. Once again, 898-4400, 898-4400. The movie Cannonball Run, who played the Subaru driver? First caller with the correct answer will give away some tickets to wrestling, as well as we'll also give away some movie passes. Something else while we're waiting on a correct answer, there are a couple other things I did want to talk about too. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Speaking of movies and stuff like that, Tobey Maguire and a group of other people are being sued over poker winnings.
Fantastic.
Home games. They were playing at home, you know, with some friends or whatever. Actually, they were playing in Beverly Hills at like a hotel. And they were playing, and some people lost their money and believed that it was a Ponzi scheme that they were in on through this poker playing. And it totals up to be over $4 million. And they want their money back. They want their money back from this. So here we go. We got a caller. Let's see what's going on. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
Hey, guys. This is Ben.
Hey, Ben. What's going on, buddy?
One, man. I didn't even have to look this up.
You think, really? The fact that you remember that just tells me that you have no life, my friend.
That's true. And I hope I'm not wrong, but, man, I'm feeling
Wait. Tell me something. Are you out of town or are you still in town?
I'm in Corpus.
Are you coming back today?
I am.
Okay, so you'll be able to get these tickets and take your boys.
You bet, man. Oh, all right, the boys go ahead. They would love wrestling.
Okay, there you go. Good. This would be great for you guys. So, all right, give me your answer.
So I hope I'm right, but I'm guessing Jackie Chan.
It was Jackie Chan.
I knew it.
Jackie Chan drove the Subaru in Cannonball Run. Good for you. Good
with,
for you.
With Jaws from...
What's that?
James Bond films.
Say it again.
Wasn't he with Jaws from the James Bond?
Yes, also as well. That's very good. That's very good. Look, you...
Man, I love that show.
You know more information than I thought you did all these years.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man, Ben, I've got tickets. I've got movie passes as well as some wrestling passes for you. They'll be sitting up front, so when you get back into town, spin by the station, and they'll be up front, and they'll be more than happy to give them to you.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate
all right.
y'all.
Thanks for calling, brother. Have a great weekend.
I'll see you, man.
All right.
Thanks, man.
So there you go. Anyhow.
Okay, so that was easier than I thought.
See, I know, but you were like complaining, like you were all, meh, whining like a little girl. Okay, hey, we've got to cut to a break. I've got not only my producer, but Mr. Tom Clay's in the background acting like he's going to throw me through a window if I don't cut to a break soon. So here we go. Folks, you're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Stick around. We got a little left for you.
You could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home, a mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop. How about a mechanic that has a nice clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive, between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road, has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks, from diesels to Rolls Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing. Go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
Do you remember the best times we ever had? They always happen in the summertime. So dive into these sunny days. We can laugh, we can play, we can make lots of memories. At Schlitterbahn, it's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
Stay right where you play at Schlitterbahn Water Park Resort in New Braunfels. Schlitterbahn Resort has great overnight accommodations, and you're never more than a few steps away from the world's best water park. Make your reservations online today at schlitterbahn.com.
Look, it's hot out there. Even the environmental wackos want to be comfortable. You know, those green fellows who believe in sacrificing comfort and controlling energy usage. But when it's 90 degrees outside, the only comfort they really want to sacrifice is yours. At Progressive Air, we don't care about what these hypocrites want. We care about the comfort you need. Other companies know the green movement can be profitable. They'll try and sell you on going green. Look, we all get the same brochures. The difference is, at Progressive Air, we believe you should be comfortable in your own home. So we've got something to say to the green police. Leave our customers alone. If you want to sacrifice comfort and conserve energy, stop using your air conditioner. Turn off your lights. Go pitch a tent and live in the woods and leave the rest of us alone. And to the rest of you out there, Progressive Air is devoted to keeping you as cool as you want to be while improving your efficiency. That's Progressive Air. Call 755-0681.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by
the West Bar and Grill, Bronze Body in the World Gym in Beaumont.
Man, we've had a good time today. We've given away some stuff, and we got.
Can we just continue this?
We got some right. I'd love to, man. We've got some great information on BISD and what's going on with this. For those who tuned in late to the show, little recap real fast. Miss Jesse Haynes, come to find out, has been a director on the board for one of Calvin Walker's companies. In kind of new, I mean, a lady called Mary, a lady named Mary called in earlier, and she was fantastic. Mary, we love you. Thank you for calling. And I think we all see eye to eye with you, Mary. I think a lot of people in Beaumont do. And the best part is she made such a great point on several things, but she kind of threw it out there and said, well, you know, it's been rumored that she was working with him before anyway, and that she was even related to him. Now, I'm not sure about him being related to her. That's information, Mary. I promise you, we're going to start digging deeper, and we definitely want to know that as well. If Jesse Haynes is related to Calvin Walker, this is just going to get thicker and thicker and thicker. So I'm kind of excited to find out. We were kind of just talking about that over the break, this whole issue going on. Because eventually Calvin's got to sing. I mean, he's facing 460 years. Yeah, I mean, he'll never see the light of day. I don't think he, at this point, I know he's got his attorney, supposedly is one of the highest paid attorneys in the state of Texas. He's got one of the best attorneys you can get your hands on. I don't know who's paying for that attorney. Do you?
No clue.
I'm wondering who's paying for that attorney. But supposedly he's got one of the best attorneys you can touch. I guess he's somehow there. I don't know even how they would arrange that with the kind of money that he'll have to spend on this guy. And he's going to have to spend some money on this attorney. There's no question about it, because this is going to, there's 37 counts of fraud here. I mean, we're talking about not just one count. This is going to go on for a while. But in the end, it'll all come out. What's the old saying? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, that, or it might take you to jail one way or another. So I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to seeing how all of it goes down. We'll be sitting on the ringside. We'll have ringside seats, you and I, Robbie.
Fantastic.
All right. Right. So we're about to head out. What do we have here? About 4 or 5 minutes left here?
Roughly. Four.
Okay. All right. Good then. Because I am going to bring up another issue real fast. And I'm bringing it up late in the game. So we're probably not going to get a lot of feedback. I don't expect we will. But apparently two House members introduced a bill Thursday that would remove marijuana from the list of federal controlled substances. And they're trying to see what they can do. A couple of House members are trying to see what they can do about legalizing marijuana. And one of them is actually Ron Paul.
I figured that.
And he's running. Of course, he's running for this presidential nomination right now. He's trying to, you know, see if he can get in the game with the presidential nomination. But he was one of them. You had Democrat Barney Frank of Massachusetts also tried to get it. But just the fact that you had a Republican and a Democrat, and both of them are trying to see what they can do about getting it passed. We've had discussions on this, and we are not advocates necessarily. I mean, I don't smoke marijuana. I don't smoke weed. But I do know people who do, and just about probably every listener I have out there probably knows somebody who does. And they might not know that their friend does, but I'll pretty much guarantee
they know someone who smokes a little weed.
Yeah, probably so. And we always say, you know, I'm not for it, but at the same time, if we're doing it myself, but at the same time, I think it's less incriminating than liquor. Alcohol is, to me, is more a lot more dangerous. So there's a lot of issues to be brought up with this, though, and I think the money that could be made off of this for our taxes and stuff, the tax money we can make and the spending, I think, just my personal opinion, I believe that it's very possible that we could see a change in subject. But listen, the board, I want to make sure I see here, have said already that they're going to just turn it down immediately. So don't let me get you. The House Judiciary Committee Chairman Lamar Smith said, not going to happen. He's not even going to consider it. But he's going to do that, and there's probably, if they keep trying, somebody's going to eventually, they're going to vote him out. So anyhow, folks, we enjoyed being here with you today. Robbie V.
It was good. It was good to be here.
Yeah, I enjoyed it after all. See, you don't look so bad for being hungover.
Not really hungover, man.
Okay. Well, check it out, folks. We're going to be here next Friday from 3 to 4. We're on 5 days a week now, ladies and gentlemen, 5 days a week. They just can't get enough of the danger zone. We'll see you Monday at 3 o'clock.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. 3 months after the U.S. joined NATO for the mission in Libya, there's action on Capitol Hill designed to limit the American role in the operation. We're live with CBS's Bob Fuss.
It's a showdown over the power to go to war, which the Constitution gives Congress, but all modern presidents have taken for themselves. President Obama says he doesn't need Congress's permission for the air war in Libya. Texas Republican Ted Poe wants to cut off the money.
We have no business being in Libya. We have no business justifying this war on the House floor.
But Democrat Alcee Hastings says the U.S. is committed.
We must stand with NATO.
Though Democrats charge Republicans are just trying to embarrass the president, many also agree he was wrong to go to war without asking Congress. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Congressional action on the debt ceiling is stalled again. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer.
If the country somehow has to default on its financial obligations, if we can't find a way to increase the debt ceiling here, which is what Republicans say they won't vote for that unless they can get some kind of a budget deal for deep cuts, it could set the world into a recession.
A source tells the Associated Press President Obama will hold separate meetings next week with Senate leaders on the situation. On the economy today, the government said first quarter growth checked in at an annual rate of 1.9%, just a tenth of a point better than an earlier estimate. Economist Ryan Sweet.
The economy appears to be muddling along, but I think growth is going to accelerate in the second half of this year.
Orders for big-ticket durable goods were up in May, bouncing back from a down April. Now to Minot, North Dakota, where by the end of the weekend, city officials say 4,600 homes and businesses could be flooded. Reporter Jamie Yukis is covering what's shaping up to be the worst situation there in decades.
People seem shell-shocked in a way. They're very aware that their houses are likely underwater. Each day that the water level rises, they're a little bit more scared about returning to see what their house looks like. A number of these homes, the water is expected to be over the roof.
A number from a cell phone belonging to Osama bin Laden's slain courier suggests a possible link to a militant group tied to Pakistan's main intelligence agency, the ISI. A story first reported by Carlotta Gall of the New York Times.
The fascinating thing about this group, Harakat, like many militant groups in Pakistan, it was originally set up and sponsored by the Pakistani intelligence service. It's the intelligence, the ISI.